So good afternoon, everybody. It's my pleasure to give the presentation to you. You know, it's an international collaborative project produced by Lina Research Foundation and the Shanghai Children's Medical Center. Through the project, we got many exciting results. My report here is only one of them. We all know many factors that care influence child language development and also cognitive development. But our research only focused on home environment, mainly family environment, family responsiveness. There are many evaluations for language and cognition. Some different skills we can use, and we also use observations. Both of them have the same unnatural feature, and all the results can be affected by observers' subjective judgment and also the children's emotion. And the transcription of language samples is natural but very time consuming, so it's not easy to be practiced. And the new technology LINA is very natural and objective, and it's also efficient. So the purpose of our project is to investigate the characteristics of family responsiveness in infants and toddlers in China, to test the correlation of family responsiveness with language and cognitive development in infants and toddlers whose native language is Chinese, to explore LINA feasibility in evaluating child language and cognitive development in China. We recruited all the children from Shanghai Children's Medical Center and the Shanghai Luwan Early Childhood Education Counseling Service Center. Through these procedures, at last, 22 children were selected as our samples. We did a LINA recording 3 days, and all the babies wear LINA clothes, the vests, and put on the DRPs. The main components of LINA language samples are adult word count, child vocalization counts, adult-child conversational tones. We use language developmental screening skills for infants and toddlers to assess language development. This scale was developed by Shanghai Children's Medical Center, and it is well used in China to assess language development. And the Bailey was used as to assess to the cognitive assessment. Our children is from 4 months to 30 months, and their parents all have rather high education levels, both all are college and above. Although parents have higher educational levels, but we see remarkable between and within family differences in adult word count, child vocalization counts, and adult-child conversational tones. Adult-child conversational tones is correlated with child adult word counts and child vocalization counts. Children were divided into 3 groups, and the child vocalization counts and the child initiated conversational tones were different between the 3 age groups and increased with age. And adult child conversational tones and adult initiated conversational tones demonstrated a growth trend with age, but without statistic differences. Child vocalization counts and child initiated conversational tones increased with age, but before 24 months, child adult initiated conversational tones is higher than children's. The trend is reversed after 24 months. We don't know what's the reason of that, but it's an interesting result. The further study is necessary. And the adult child conversational tones and the adult and the child conversation vocalization counts is significantly correlated with child expressive language levels, but only child conversational vocalization counts is correlated with Bayley MDI, and adult child conversational tones is correlated with Bayley PDI. Families rank the importance of intervention components for influence their behaviors. 0 means none, and 10 means the most. So we found parents' workshop and the recordings are the two most important components that affect their behaviors. About 24.5% of people, families, reported that Lina practice affected their family daily life, and only 9% of families reported they worried about privacy to use the Lina recordings. And about half of the families reported it's inconvenient to wear Lina clothes. That's the main reason of that is the Lina clothes, the vest, is too warm for children to wear in May and July, especially under the sunshine where they are playing. And about 9% of families reported it's inconvenient to do recordings. And most of them are grandparents who are the children's caregivers. So from the project, we have described the characteristics of family responsiveness for infants and toddlers whose native language is Chinese. And family responsiveness is correlated with child with language and cognitive development in infants and toddlers in China. And Lina is feasible in evaluating child language and cognitive development in China and is well accepted by Chinese families. So at last, we greatly acknowledge the cooperation and the participation of all our children and their families. Thank you. Thank you for your attention.